Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
I'm Batman.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. We got some Jonathan Kuminga news, and it's time to talk about it. Anthony Slater and Sham Sharania have brought new information to the table. I don't know if it's going to change your perspective on things.
Let's hear it.
But here's the first paragraph of their story on ESPN. The Golden State Warriors made another push to retain Jonathan Kuminga over the past several days, but the restricted free agent is continuing to decline their two-year, $45 million contract offer, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. So Jonathan Kuminga said no.
So is he, again, I asked Evan, I'll ask you, Steiny, when I hear you read that, and I'm in Disneyland because I want him to remain a Warrior, knowing the role that he wants is, it's just not here. I asked Evan and I'll ask you right now, do you think he's slow playing this to kind of get back at the team?
Absolutely not.
Is that a spite?
No, absolutely not. This is business. And even if he's not
kind of taking coming, his time, yeah.
No, this is business. This is nothing more than Kuminga trying to get as much money as possible, which he's earned the right to do. But the reason he's not taking the two-year $45 million offer is because the second year, and this is...
Well, give it to me.
The Warriors want it to be a team option for the second season. And what that would do is essentially mean that the Warriors would have Kuminga under control for another two more years.
Like they do now.
But they could also trade him anywhere at any point, and he doesn't, and I get it.
Do you think the Warriors do think, and we knew he was going to turn that down?
The Warriors probably knew. Like, if he doesn't want to be there, why would he ever sign a contract with a team option?
Man. I was just hoping for clarity. We're all hoping, Dub Nation, for clarity, man. It's Shasky left out of here. We were having fun, like just fatigued. But it's a big deal in regard to, and I get it, and I'm with them. You know, you want clarity to know who's going to battle with you, man. And if this dude is going to be part of the team, and when you can make all the other announcements of who's rounding out the roster. But, Steiny, this thing has all the ingredients of going to September.
Yeah. Maybe beyond.
Oh, I got to believe Lakeup and company are like.
Yeah, and just like, Lakeup going to do right by him?
No, just.
I mean, how's that all working out? Like, this is hardball. Mm. It's not what's best for, hey, Joe Lakeup and Steve Kerr and Dunn. Like, let's really be nice to Jonathan. Kuminga Turner offered the war. A three-year, $82 million contract. So when they were in Vegas, Kuminga's agent gave the Warriors a proposal, 3 years for $82 million. Like, what's he doing?
I hear you.
But here's the thing. Like, I think a lot of Warrior friends are like, well, just sign him. Just sign him. It's like, that's not how it works. It's not how it works with Kuminga. So I don't know what's going to happen. Here's what I think now more than anything. He's going to be a Warrior this year.
Yeah, well, then.
At the start of the season, because they ain't doing him any favors. Right. And they ain't moving him for something that they don't want or like.
And
they
you know what? I'm going to give him a round of applause on that, Steiny, because that's what I was getting worried about. So I know for Kuminga and his family, or just his mentals, and Aaron Turner, who, I don't know, is he looking bad in this? He had to come out while I was gone. I was listening to you and Evan, Steiny, and he came out and said, we never turned that down, but I felt like he had to do that just so he wouldn't look bad or letting Kuminga down. But the bottom line is, a Warrior fan and a guy that still likes Kuminga, and I want him to have some, and I know it's getting worse by the day, some impact on this team. I'll take that, Steiny. I'll take that.
Well, The other thing is, I don't know if he got an offer last year. He didn't get an offer last year. But here's the reality of the situation. He wanted more money last year than the Warriors wanted to give him. And at that point, he said, fine, I'll go to restricted free agency. And I think that's when the Warriors said, go ahead. Because if you're not taking, to my way of thinking, if last summer they had offered Kuminga 3 for $82, $27 million a year, and he said, no, I'll go to restricted free agency. At that point, I am saying, you're not a $40 million player. You're not a $30 million player. So to me, once they realized last year that they were clearly far apart,
right,
and that he was viewing himself as a $30-plus million player, well, then what do you do if you're the Warriors? Well, okay, let's give him 40. No, or 30. No, it's not the way you do it. You say, okay, you want to play that game? We'll play that game. And it doesn't mean we don't like you, and it doesn't mean we're going to try to hose you. But you want to play that game?
All right, well, wow.
Let's play. Yeah, let's play that game.
Yeah, game on. And man, Steiny, like I said, if you are right, they're going to start this season with him in a Warrior uniform. You know, this is not how you drew it up, but just from a selfish standpoint for me, being a Dub fan and the fans listening, I still think this guy can add and help you. So, again, it won't be what he wants. But, man, we're talking about year 5 to where he's feeling some type of way if he still is on the team.
You know what's funny?
You don't think that's good at all, huh?
Well, no, it's funny because, you know, 2 minutes ago I said, I think he's going to be on the Warriors. And yeah. I almost 2 seconds ago said, you can't bring this guy back.
Right.
So,
but they're not going to, they're not taking pennies on the dollar, and that's what I love. Dude, you can say what you want about Kuminga, Steiny. You can't give him away for nothing.
Well,
and that package from the Kings
they're not going to give him away for nothing. They won't. They can't. He can't.
Devin Carter, that package, I hated it. Sorry. Oh, my. So, way to stand on business. Thank you, Carter. Way to stand on business, Lakeup and Mike D, for right now.
But, you know, this is where, and I think every professional team is like this. They're disingenuous. The 49ers were absolutely positively disingenuous when it came to Jimmy Garoppolo. They were saying one thing, but they really didn't, you know, and it's the same thing with Jonathan Kuminga. They know damn well that if they offer him, they know darn well he doesn't really want to be here. Whether it's the money or the role, the situation, Kerr, he doesn't want to be here.
So for you to say it's business, now I do like that and I'm feeling that. You do understand it, though, right? Wouldn't you do the same? I think I would, and Evan, if the Warriors, knowing, we're not going to cave.
They offered him a contract they knew he wouldn't take.
Exactly.
So, you know, is that
this business
on the up and up? No, it's not on the up and up.
But it's business.
So they're saying to Kuminga, we know you're not crazy about being here. We know you're not crazy about Steve Kerr. And you know we're not crazy about you either because we're not willing to give you what you want. But I'll tell you what, come back at a lower number than you want and continue to have us have all the control.
Man.
It's like, no, he's not going to do that. And I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Austin and Saddles ain't coming down my road. Goo, don't sound off for Lakeup and Dunleavy. I'm not. I'm just telling you I'm a Kuminga fan, not a stan. And if this somehow keeps him in a Warrior uniform until we find out what's behind door number 2 or 3. The fact that he's helping him in a role, I'm in. Now, when you get to the feelings and resentment, Steiny, you think we're past that? Has that started?
Of course it started.
Yeah, like that.
I mean, this may have started last summer. Is there anybody out there that, I use the word acrimony. That might be strong, but clearly there's a problem here. clearly there's a problem here. And I don't know what Kuminga's going to end up doing. Here's what I know. If he plays on the $8 million qualifying offer,
correct,
he'll be here for one more year. And if the Warriors decide to trade him during this upcoming season, he would have veto power, which means if he plays under the qualifying offer, he determines if he gets traded where he goes. Period. End of story.
Okay.
If he signs this two-year deal with a team option, he has no leverage anymore. They can trade him anywhere they want at any time, and he's still in the city. Like, nothing changes if he comes and signs a two-year deal.
I got to ask you this, though. Let's keep it – we keep it 100 all the time, Stoney. If somehow he's in a Warrior uniform, do you think Lakeup – and goes to Kerr and they have a conversation his role. I got to believe you don't want to be walking on eggshells or grenades.
You know what? I think that's – you know what? I think they got to talk about his role. That's the one thing they've never done. Like – those days are so long gone.
What's Lakeup's role? Like, I do think he likes Kuminga.
I'm sure he does.
He can keep him, have him. Like, there is something Lakeup can do.
What?
I believe.
What?
In regard to talking to the head coach.
What can he do?
About,
what can he
not
do?
Not giving him the keys, as Kendrick Perkins was saying, but somehow, Stoney, I don't want to say do him a solid because that's too strong.
That doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
The dude has enough talent to be a part and make contributions on this team.
Why would you do a guy a solid who apparently didn't want to sign $100 million? Like, why would you do a guy a solid who apparently last year scoffed at $25 million a year? Well, like, I wouldn't want to do a solid for that guy. If he turned down, like, the other thing is, if you want to say, well, he never got an offer, Steiny, well, you know why? Because he wanted something that was higher than the Warriors wanted to give him. And the Warriors felt like it was fair. And when Kuminga turned it down, I'm sure they were like, all right. I still think it's funny that people think Kuminga's got leverage. And he's got one piece of leverage. There's no doubt that he can play on the qualifying offer. But the Warriors are the ones that they determine whether he's going to be on this team next year or he's not.
Yeah.
So.
And I want him on this team. So Andis Brown on the chat is like, "Goo, why you keep, what makes you think he wants to be here?" I don't. I just know if he's here, he's got to play basketball for the Warriors. And what I feel like we got on the bench or what we don't have on the bench, I still think he could help. Now it's going to be a whole different ball game in regard to feelings hurt and all that stuff. If you're right, Stoney, and I kind of get it, but we talked about him going to the media, Kuminga, that is, the last couple years, said a little thing. But man, if somehow he's playing on that qualifying offer, I got to believe he's sounding off left and right. Like, this would, what did you say, acrimonious?
Yeah.
It definitely would be that this year.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let me ask you this. If,
lay it on me,
2 weeks ago, the Warriors offered him 2 years for 45 with a team option, what would you have done if you're Kuminga?
I would have taken it.
Why?
I want to get some bread.
Okay.
And you're saying he had the option.
No, there was a team.
Oh, no, right.
That's why
I got it.
Kuminga should have scoffed at that.
I got you.
He had every right to scoff at that.
I would not have signed that.
I wouldn't have either. By the same token, you know, the Warriors, like, they don't want to give him the power.
And also, I'll say this to that, Stoney, from a Kuminga standpoint, I know it's about money and I know it's about getting a raise, but if I were to sign that, put my John Hancock on that contract and still be in hell in regard to my role basically not changing. I know people are going to be like, no, it's about the Benjamins, and I get that. Shout out Ice Cube. But it's about the Benjamins at what cost. He wants out of here for the love of basketball and that role and also the money. But, man, Stoney, to sign that and still be fourth or fifth option here, I mean, that would be mental head warfare.
Yeah, I mean,
man,
here's the bottom line. And I think this might be where he's at, is he doesn't trust the Warriors. I get it. He doesn't believe for a minute that if he comes back here, anything will change. And I kind of don't either. I mean, Kerr will try. He'll cosmetically try to play the three of those guys together, but it probably won't work, or won't work to the extent Kerr wants it to. And then Kuminga is sitting here in December like, oh my God.
Mm.
I got, so, you know, I'm looking at Kuminga. If he plays on the $8 million qualifying offer, you know what that would bring his career earnings to for his 5-year career? $33 million. He will have made $33 million.
All right.
Okay. And I get it. He's got to wait. Why not wait? Play for $8 million. Do you really believe in yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. Go be an unrestricted free agent next year. You'll probably get $3 million. I'll tell you what.
And remember, I told you all, hell no, he's not doing that.
Here's the problem. I think if he becomes a free agent at the end of the year, you know what kind of contract he's going to get? 3 for $82 million.
Mm.
And that's where I don't know where they go from here. Big Smoothie is in Oakland. Hey, Big Smoothie.
Gentlemen. Let me tell you what this is all about.
Yeah.
Looking at it from Kuminga's agent, it's all about Franz Wagner, guys. That's what this is all about. Kuminga was drafted one pick before him. Franz Wagner got a bag. If I'm Kuminga, I'm like, I don't think this guy's better than me. What did he get? 224. 5 years. Kuminga's looking at that and saying, I'm better than this guy. I was drafted one pick before him. He's at least, if nothing else, he's gauging that contract. Wouldn't you gauge that contract? I went one pick before this guy. Why would this guy make so much more money than me? I get that. Whatever we think about Kuminga, to me, that's what his agent should be looking at. Mm. Now, I think his agent is trash. That's my opinion. But that's what this is all about. And I get it. We should all understand that. He's trying to get paid what he feels is fair compensation. And, of course, who else would he look at? Franz Wagner. That makes sense to him. I was picked before this guy, yet this guy's making way more than me. I at least want the same bag that he got. Doesn't that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's why this will never get solved. I mean, you can always do
that. Well, it will.
You can always do that, I think. Like, Brock Purdy's making more than Josh Allen right now, right? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm with you. I'm with you, Smooth. But if he thinks he should be paid as much as Franz Wagner,
man,
then this is irreconcilable.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Like, it's just not, it's not going to happen. Pierce Evans on the YouTube channel. If the Warriors decide if JK plays for the Warriors or another team, that's not true if JK wants to sign the qualifying offer. No, you're right. If he signs the qualifying offer, that means he's here.
Yeah.
Now,
I can't believe he would. Go ahead. I get it. That's your way to freedom.
Now, it means they'll probably try to trade him, and Kuminga will have the say. That's why the Warriors don't want him on the qualifying offer either. Because in theory, the Warriors, and I'm just going to be ridiculous here, but if he's just playing on the qualifying offer and the Warriors have a deal for Giannis, guess what? Kuminga could say, yeah, I ain't going to Milwaukee.
No,
I have no interest in Milwaukee.
And who wants that, right?
So then Kuminga has the leverage in terms of where he can go, But the Warriors have the leverage in terms of, we won't send you anywhere. We're not sending you anywhere.
So who's winning right now, partner? Who would you say if I had tell us that we had to go to the scorecard right now?
I think the team always wins this. I just do. I mean, Kuminga's already lost. He's already lost because whether the number was 20, 25, or 30, he could have gotten something like that last year.
So I was just going there.
But no, you know what? I take it back. If he doesn't want to be here, then he's doing the right thing. What's up, E?
Well, minor wrinkle in this is Kuminga posted a picture of himself sitting next to his agent on his Instagram this morning. And kind of titled in the middle of the picture is, I'll bet on myself all day.
So the 7.9.
Maybe it's just a message. I mean, that like that wow. takes guts to take the qualifying offer.
Wow!
This is going to be hard for me to say, but it's a gutsy move. But he's...
Well, it's also because it's not... It typically doesn't work out.
You're right. Well, worked out for Ben Gordon like, in that story, but...
Yes, and for a few people it has, but for the majority, it does not. There's a reason why people don't pick up qualifying offers.
You're right.
But for him, Evan, in this new world that we live in, I'm just saying, Stoney, I love that get, Evan. For him to say, I'm betting on myself, I would bet my right arm, that means he's signing that qualifying offer at 7.9. My way to freedom, one more season, and then the world is mine.
I think it's because it's the only card he has to play. Like, the Warriors cannot let him sign the qualifying offer. They can't. It would be a circus the whole season. They lose out on possibly trading him, and then they lose him at the end of the year for nothing. That's the only weapon that he has. So I think he's trying to let the Warriors know that he will do it. And they better figure out something because he's willing to, and they can't let him.
Do you believe he's willing to?
No.
Why do I believe it, Evan Steiny? That would let me know what I asked you and I asked Evan while you were out, Steiny. Is there any animosity or spite? That post symbolizes to me, if he were to take that risk, and it is, that would let me know he is so mad and wants up out of Dodge. He would wait for his payday.
Yeah, and I don't think that's spite. I think that's business. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga on his Instagram. I'll bet on myself every time. Here's the other thing. Like, if you're Kuminga, are you really worried about a career-ending injury? Where is that on the table at 22?
Got hurt last year.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Missed 30 games.
No, but
I, no, what I'm it's saying bigger than that, Stoddy.
He's 22. I get it's a risk, but, you know, he'll make 8 this year. It'll be 33 for his career, and then he hits free agency next year.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets his that's when he thinks he's going to get his 200
I got you.
Or 150.
Right.
But he won't. And one of the reasons he won't is because he's not going to play enough to get that kind of money.
Well, probably. See, that's where I differ, Stoney. I believe there's a role for him to average 16 to 18 points on this team.
And that'll get him about $20 million a year next year.
But what if somebody looked at that like, okay, you were doing that for fiddle?
Why haven't they looked at it like that already?
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. I'll get to all the calls on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.